Unit 2, page 86, Literature, Exercise E.
Robbie, based on the short story by Isaac Asimov. Part 3. After a few months, Gloria continued to be unhappy. The Westons took her to New York for a holiday. They hoped she'd forget about Robbie. But she looked for the robot on every street and in every shop. One morning, George Weston said to his wife, "The problem with Gloria is that she thinks of Robbie as a person and not a machine. But if we show her that he is a robot, she will forget about him."
"What is your plan?" Grace asked him.
"I arranged a tour at the U.S. Robots Factory where Gloria will see how robots are made. When she understands that they are just a mess of wires and metal, she will forget Robbie forever."
"Excellent plan." Mrs. Weston was pleased.
The next day, while the family was touring the factory, Mr. Weston asked to see where the robots were made. They were taken to a large room that buzzed with metallic activity. Robots were constructing more robots. Gloria was disappointed because even though there were many robots, none of them looked like Robbie. Suddenly, she saw 6 or 7 robots working at a table across the room. She couldn't see for sure, but one of the robots looked familiar.
"Robbie!"
she shouted, and the robot stopped what he was doing and looked at her. Gloria was so happy. She squeezed through the railing before her parents could stop her and ran towards her Robbie. She didn't see the huge tractor coming towards her. There wasn't enough time for her parents to catch her. Robbie reacted immediately and ran quickly on his metal legs towards the little girl. With one sweep of his arm, Robbie lifted Gloria up before the tractor could hit her. Gloria's parents rushed down and picked her up, hugging and kissing her. Grace Weston turned toward Gloria and Robbie and watched them for a moment. Gloria was hugging the robot's neck and was talking excitedly. Robbie's metal arms were wrapped gently and lovingly around the little girl, and his eyes glowed red.
"Well," said Mrs. Weston at last, "I guess he can stay with us forever."